This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As I came in this morning, I was watching the traffic going to the Relics campus, and I'm thinking, boy, this is a hell of a change from a cow pastor 8 years and 2 months ago. And a lot of people in this room were responsible for that. Someone asked me earlier today, so where did the idea for Relics come from? I don't know if y'all remember a guy named Gary Serra, but Gary Serra used to be head of Cheeks, and he and I were having coffee in the Capitol one time, and we walked out, and he said, excuse my French, because Gary talked like this, and he said, listen, I'm fixing to retire, but before I do, I have to tell you that the Riverside campus is a piece of shit, and you need to do something about that. And that's where the whole genesis for this started, and so many people in this room are responsible for it. But what we're doing today could not be done on the East Coast, could not be done on the West Coast. If you had this announcement in California, my guess is you would have 2,000 protesters somewhere out in the lobby over here. But Texas is very different. This idea came to me from actually Governor Greg Abbott about last year. Dow Chemical announced that they were putting SMRs in their Seadrift operations plant, which is 4 miles from my hometown, and talked to Governor Abbott about it, and then talked to Lieutenant Governor Patrick about it, and both of them had really strong feelings about the importance of nuclear power. I mean, here we have a state that's growing by leaps and bounds. Obviously, Winter Storm Uri taught us a little bit of a lesson. We need more power, and we believe that SMRs in particular and nuclear power has to be part of that answer. And so what these CEOs and these legislators are doing today is going to be the first time, the only time, in any university in the country where SMRs are going to be built, and there's going to be a test bed. And what they're going to do literally is show the rest of the United States that this is safe, that this is efficient, and this is the power of the future. And then along comes artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence obviously needs, ChatGPT uses exponentially more electricity than a regular Google hit, for instance, and that's just the beginning of that. And so either you go to nuclear power or you wind up with massive shortages of power. I want to thank Greg Bonin for being here in particular. He's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, proud Aggie, distinguished alumnus of Texas A&M. He has always been a leader, along with Cody Harris, on this issue, along with Semiconductor Space Institute. Much of what you see on this Relics campus has his footprints on it. Cody Harris thanks for his work in the state of Texas, his leadership. He is the head of the House Nuclear Caucus, meaning there is nobody in the Texas legislature more devoted to bringing nuclear power to the state of Texas than Cody Harris. Some of you may have heard Governor Abbott's State of the State address a couple of days ago, and in that he talked about how Texas is going to lead a nuclear power renaissance in the state of Texas. This is ground zero for where that renaissance is going to be. And these companies are going to be a major part of the leading edge of that renaissance. As I mentioned, my guess is you could not do this on the West Coast. You can't do it on the East Coast. Texas is the place that this is all going to happen. And tech giants have been partnering with nuclear companies because they need more power for AI, as we mentioned before. One company on this stage has an agreement with a big tech company, but they can tell you more about that. But one piece of the puzzle is missing, and that is they all need a place to build these small nuclear reactors. And this will be the first place. The good thing about doing it here also, from their point of view, is all of a sudden you are doing it at the place that has the largest nuclear engineering department in the United States of America. Engineering at Texas A&M University, research just passed MIT to be the number one engineering research in the United States of America. And so on this 2,400 acres, along with a whole bunch of smart professors, a whole bunch of smart researchers, and a whole bunch of smart students, many of which have never made a B in their life. I told Bonin about that, and he said, "Well, Sharp, you never made a B." And I said, "Well, I tried, but that was aspirational for me." So on this campus, we have the Bush Combat Development Center, all kinds of warfighting units, hypersonics, autonomous vehicles, largest 5G test bed that exists anywhere, and now we're going to have one of the crown jewels, and that is we're going to show the rest of the world the safety and the common sense of using nuclear power, in particular small modular reactors. So this is the only place in the country. We think where students and faculty will work with industry, and by the time this project is completed, as I said, we'll be the only university in the United States with a commercial scale SMR, and we'll be the only place in the U.S. with multiple SMRs. We'll prove that they're safe, we'll prove that they're reliable, and we make sure we don't run out of energy, and we will do what we do best, and that is pretty much save the world. Thank you for being here.
Hey, we like to keep you updated. And if you want more episodes like this, breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. To follow, download the Odyssey app, search KRLD, and tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
the North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Mavs fans are already bitterly disappointed about losing their favorite player.
And now they're getting another jolt.
And this one is right in the wallet.
The same week, Mavs loyalists learned of the Luka Doncic trade. Those who hold season tickets are learning the price of those tickets is going up and how some packages will increase 60% next season. And naturally, this 1-2 gut punch is tough on longtime fans like Dallas restaurant owner Eddie Cota, who recently acquired a beautiful portrait of Luka, and he's just been waiting for Doncic to come into Eddie's Euromark to get his autograph.
I just got this last week. That's what I told you, my heart is broken. Luka, what are you doing?
Matter of fact, fans are asking that very same question of Mavs GM Nico Harrison, who's responsible for pulling the trigger on this trade. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today at a press conference, the L.A. Lakers will introduce their newest star, Luka Doncic. But here in Dallas, fans are still upset.
The answer for the trade appears to be a weighty one, as in pounds. Mavs GM Nico Harrison was concerned with Luka's conditioning and felt that he was breaking down more often because he was too heavy. But Tim Cato, who covers the Mavs for All City Dallas, tells the guys at 105.3 The Fan, the trade to the Lakers surprised everyone.
He has been a frustrating player for this organization to work with at times. That is absolutely true. What I'll say is that I've not heard anything new or like nothing that has taken it to another level. And at no point when ever hearing about all this stuff was it described to me in a sense of, oh, well, the Mavericks have to move on from this player.
He adds that Harrison has always been enamored with Anthony Davis, which is why he called the Lakers. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Our other top story in the area this morning, a long saga in the Grand Prairie ISD comes to a close.
Grand Prairie ISD Superintendent Jorge Arredondo has resigned following a voluntary separation agreement approved by the school board in a 4-3 vote. Arredondo was put on paid administrative leave back in September. He then sued the district, alleging violations of his contractual and constitutional rights. Details of the investigation have not been disclosed, leaving some community members frustrated.
I'm just as tired as you of coming here and praying for transparency, clarity, everything under the book. I want to know what happened.
Related legal docs mention harassment, with district officials and Arredondo accusing each other of improper behavior. From the 24-hour news center, Georgia Alfredas and News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With a trade war potentially looming between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, Texas Democrats are calling on their Republican colleagues to help cool down the situation.
Saying tariffs will badly damage the Texas economy, Congressman Joaquin Castro is reaching across the aisle for help.
We're here to call on Texas Republicans and all of our colleagues who haven't spoken up to end their silence and stand up for San Antonio and for Texas.
Castro says a trade war would lead to a rise in the cost of things like lumber, cars, groceries, and the price at the pump. He also says he's not expecting any help from Governor Abbott. Over the weekend, Abbott took to social media challenging Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with a message, "Be careful. The Texas economy is larger than Canada's and we're not afraid to use it." In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with Trump's tariffs on Canada put on hold, Texas farmers are grateful. They feared it would have a devastating impact on their exports.
It's huge. They're always in our top three of trading partners. It is important that we work through these trade issues.
Russell Baining with the Texas Farm Bureau and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wrote on social media they'll be spending more than $1 billion on a plan to reinforce its border with new helicopters, tech and personnel, and additional resources to stop the flow of fentanyl.
Governor Abbott says he's adding an emergency item for state lawmakers to create the Texas Cyber Command.
Protect against threats from China, Iran, Russia, and other foreign enemies. They could cripple our power, our water, and our communications with cyber attacks.
Greg Abbott says the state will partner with UT San Antonio on cybersecurity. State Reps Tan Parker and Giovanni Capriglione will lead the committee. He says he's deeply honored and they're both committed to pushing the legislation forward as quickly as possible.
So this year's Super Bowl next Sunday, in Roman numerals, it's Super Bowl LIX. It's not Super Bowl 5-9 for a reason. And that reason, ironically, since the Chiefs are playing in this Super Bowl, but it was Lamar Hunt, the founder of the Kansas City Chiefs, who suggested using Roman numerals to give it a sense of gravitas and class. They thought the words super and bull were unimpressive, but if they added Roman numerals to the end of that, it would be cooler. Roman numerals also help avoid some confusion as the Super Bowl is held the year after the regular season starts. The first four Super Bowls were given the actual numbers, the Arabic numbers, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Not till Super Bowl 5 did they start using the Roman numerals, and it's gone on ever
since. Classy, baby. Classy. There you go.
And I will be looking them up sometimes because I'm like, didn't study
the Roman numerals? Oh, believe me.
I don't remember them
all. I like Roman numerals.
I looked it up before I reported the story.
I liked studying Roman numerals for some reason. I don't know
weird,
what it was.
Because you like math. Texas lawmakers are trying to tank the work-from-home movement.
Senator Charles Perry wants a study done on state employees who work remotely. He says those who live less than an hour from the Capitol need to be in the office daily. He's joined by State Senator Brandon Creighton, who says all the studies show that work-from-home is not working.
You're going to be less committed, less productive. The taxpayers are suffering because at a state agency, that is a terrible recipe.
But a study done by the Legislative Budget Board found widespread support for remote work. State agencies say it costs less to have people work from home. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. You know, I think we're probably more useful and more essential than ever before. We live in a news cycle that's running, at least on my business news, about 3 hours. You know?
That's a great point.
I mean, you know one thing, and then you would just wait 3 hours and it changes all over again. Yesterday, we had this immediate pause in tariffs on Mexico. That was a big story and that helped. And then we had the immediate pause on tariffs in Canada. That was a big story. Really happened after the close, but helped lift our markets. So we got back to sort of a reasonable equilibrium. Then overnight, it was immediate tariffs on China and they're enacting immediate tariffs on us. And now we look for the other shoe to drop and see what happens. The bottom line is Wall Street's beginning to figure this thing out. At least they think. The Dow Industrials average does look down, but only maybe 49 points. The NASDAQ, however, looks up 68. The S&P average up 8. Of course, what we found out overnight is that China is going to enact 15% tariffs on LNG, liquefied natural gas, and also on coal, 10% on oil and pickup trucks and farm equipment, which is why you saw Caterpillar Tractor under some weakness yesterday. They're also going to restrict a lot of the mineral exports, the stuff that we use for all kinds of stuff, rare earth minerals. These are used in like cell phones and electric vehicles and wind turbines and advanced weaponry. Also, they're going to restrict that. And formally, they've launched an anti-monopoly probe into Google. And we are also understanding just moments ago from the Financial Times that they're looking into Intel, too. But Wall Street's taking it. Now, you see an immediate impact on some of this. Crude oil is down $1.82, down 2.5%. And here's natural gas down almost 5%. And by the way, heating oil is down 2.5%. Gasoline is down almost 3%. Gold is up $4 at $28.61.20. Interest rates are going back up right now, 4.59%. Fistful of earnings reports out today that we'll get to in another half hour. But for right now, if you don't like what you hear, check back in 3 hours. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news out of Kaufman County. This is southeast of Dallas. The northbound frontage road along U.S. 175 at FM 148 is shut down. According to the Crandall Police, the sheriff's office is investigating an incident that has forced the area to close. According to a unit, the union that represents law enforcement across Texas, this is what they call an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. We'll get to the latest details as we learn more.
In other news, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard faces a key committee vote today as she tries to get confirmed. Tom Dempsey reports some Republicans have been concerned over her refusal to call former NSA contractor Edward Snowden a traitor.
Well, Republican Senator Todd Young of Indiana, he's going to be a very key vote to watch for. He appeared unsatisfied with Gabbard's answers on Snowden, which got the attention of billionaire Elon Musk, who called him a, quote, deep state puppet for his indecision on Gabbard's nomination. Musk later walked back those comments, calling Young a great ally after speaking with him over the weekend.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who initially wavered on Gabbard, now says she will support the nomination.
Well, the Dallas Stars open up a three-game road trip against the Ducks in Anaheim tonight. They're riding a five-game winning streak, and they just made a big trade of their own. It just got lost in all the Lucas stuff. Captain Jamie Benn excited to bring the new guys into the fold.
Just to have some dinners, and you know, we got some stuff planned, so it's going to be good to get to know them a little bit more and for them to get to know us as well.
The Stars picked up forward Mikhail Granlund and defenseman Cody Ceci in a trade with San Jose over the weekend.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.